live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Congratulations. Before I lose the entire audience, I want to raise my glass here to Aaron Rodgers.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
I love him.
With guest host Susie Schuster. Earlier on the show, VSIN managing editor Brent Musburger. CBS Sports NFL analyst Amy Trask. Coming up, writer and director of Disney Plus's Chang Can Dunk, Jingyi Zhao. And now, it's Susie Schuster.
Hi, everybody. Susie Schuster in for Rich Eisen here on The Rich Eisen Show while Rich takes a well-deserved break. Thrilled to be with you. If you missed the first 2 hours, where have you been? Get up, people. Get a life. We are re-airing on Roku. Get a life, people. Join us here. I mean, really, what are you doing besides listening to this show? Here on the radio, wherever you listen to it, The Rich Eisen Show Network, wherever you want to take it in on Sirius or on regular, on Roku, where we will re-air. We will be back here again all day long, bringing you the delight that was Brent Musburger. I mean, two segments with Brent, and he did T.J. Jefferson, Jay Felly, Chris Brockman. Hey. Hi, guys. Good to see you.
What's up, Susie?
Happy St. Patty's Day to you.
I forgot to say goodbye to Amy.
Ice cream, you already know.
We've had ice cream with Amy Trask and discussed, we've basically settled the NFL's business. NFL, if you're listening, we just settled everything for you. So we're done. You're welcome. Just saying. So we've got mimosas, we've got ice cream, we've got Jingyi Zhao coming on in the next segment, talking about his incredible new movie, Chang Can Dunk, which I watched last night, by the way. Fantastic. So fun to watch. A great story. Couple twists. I thought it was ending. It kept going. And I really loved where it went. We're going to talk to him about it.
Loved it.
But I want to say that we just solved the world's problems. NFL, Aaron. You're welcome. I think I got some solutions for you. I'm just saying, hey, Aaron, you're welcome. I took care of business for you, but before we go on, I wanted to take a couple calls because it is an anniversary to discuss. So I want all of you to call in at 844-204-RICH because Chris Brockman is manning the calls today because... What's
Adam up? Just left.
Adam just took off.
Adam was like, hey, I'm going to Chicago on Friday. Oh, cool. Who's answering phones? And then he just had, the blank stare of a cow. He was just like,
You are?
You?
Did you tell anyone this was happening? Well, I told Del Tufo. Wrong person to tell that you're not going to be here.
Never here.
The guy who's also never here.
Never here. But I do love him.
I don't have everything ready.
Anyway, I'm answering the phone.
No, don't you make fun of Mike when I'm here.
When was the last time Mike was here and you were here?
Last time.
No.
He was here last time?
Last time, because remember, my ears weren't working, and he said they were broken.
Okay. That's right. Okay.
That's a whole nother story. That said, we've got some callers. Can we get to them, please?
We have two of our favorites, two of our regulars. He was first up, Terzo in Iowa. He's at the bar right now. Terzo, what's up, brother?
Yeah, what's up, Susie, you were just cracking me up with that. Hey, Chris, I'm sorry that I just kept calling and calling. I just thought Adam was busy, and then when you answered the phone, literally lit up my face, man. Nope. I was dying laughing, dude. This has been one of the best shows. Susie, you absolutely always kill it whenever you're on, and I agree with TJ. You have 110% support from everybody that listens whenever you're on, man. You do a great job.
Thank you. They let me out of the cage every so often. Not often, but I mean sometimes. What's going on, Terzo? What are you up to?
I am at the bar. Obi is sitting at the bar. I had to actually walk in the back room because it is really loud in there right now. And so happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone. And a shout out to my mom. It's her birthday. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mom Terzo.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Terzo.
I love it. Happy birthday. How's your dog?
He is in hog heaven right now, Susie. If you ever got the chance to meet him, he will sit next to the bar with you and just hang out, and he gets all the pats, all of the loves. He has been retweeted more times than I can even account for, and it doesn't come off of my Twitter account, it's everybody else's. He's got over 2 million views on a TikTok page that some random person took of him. Yeah, and it's not even the TikTok page that I have for him, so yeah.
Fill in Susie on the measurables on your dog because he's a giant.
So Susie, he is a pit bull American bulldog mix. He's 95 pounds.
Wow!
Just a massive dog, but he is literally 100% of just a lovable guy. And all he ever wants to do is just get pets and ice cubes. You give him that, he's happy.
We had half custody of a Leon Burger who weighed in at 140 pounds at one point. I like the big dogs. They're so much fun.
How did you get half custody?
My friend John Turteltaub, a movie director, mm-hmm. was on shooting all the time. So he would leave Archie with me.
Okay, gotcha.
140-pound dog?
140.
140 pounds.
That's a lot of dog food. Like Obi goes through about 60 pounds of dog food a month. And where he is right now, and plus all the other dog treats and everything along those lines, like, the guy's spoiled. He lives the best dog life in the world.
As well he should.
He gets to go into court with me every once in a while, too, because the judges know that I'll have him in the car and they'll ask me to bring him in.
Terzo, I used to bring our dog Hudson to USC football practice all the time. He was a children's hospital volunteer dog. We'd go on Tuesdays, and I'd go to practice afterwards, and you should have seen the players all scared of him. Scared of a dog. I mean, he was 80 pounds.
Yeah.
He was a white shepherd mix, an Akita dog. White shepherd mix. He was beautiful. But yeah, I mean, I get it.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I would take my dog everywhere, Terzo.
The first time I ever met Hudson was in the halls of NFL Network.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, there's a dog just walked by? What is happening? And then Rich strolled in.
Marshall Faulk, not a fan of Hudson.
That is so awesome. Susie, I got to say something real quick about the Brett Musburger interview.
Okay.
He is so amazing, and I love hearing his voice, but he is completely right whenever it comes to asking people questions, whenever you're just sitting at the airport or anything. The reason I'm in Iowa is because my dad forgot his passport at home, flying out of Phoenix, going into Mexico. My buddy had to drive the passport to him.
No.
He's sitting there waiting for his flight finally, and he's sitting at the bar. He meets the admission officer or the admissions person at Drake Law School. He talks to him. I end up getting a scholarship to go to the law school, and that's how I ended up here in Iowa. So go Bulldogs.
That is a fantastic story. Terzo, thanks again for calling, and I love having you on. That's why you have to have a chat. Turn to somebody next to you and actually say, hi, how's your day going?
I'm a master of that, Susie.
I'm not surprised.
I strike up rant. We were talking about this yesterday, as a matter of fact. My mom said when I was little, and we'd go, who's watching, because she loves you.
Hi, Mom.
We'd go to grocery stores, and, you know, I'd be a kid, and of course I would wander off, and she would say, I never got worried. She goes, I always knew where you were. She goes, I go to the magazine rack, and she goes, 100% of the time, you'd be at the magazine rack and having conversations with adults about the magazines they were reading. She goes, I just always found it weird. But that's just me.
That's just you.
That's just me.
Weird.
By the way, that Brent Musburger conversation was great. And if you want to listen to it, obviously on Roku, we're coming right back and thankfully not going anywhere. But subscribe to the YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show, because it really was wonderful to hear about. And we learned about the origins of March Madness, which, by the way, he doesn't tell that story very often. So it's kind of great that he chose now to do it. And I'm very grateful for that as well. Grateful also that he didn't dunk me when I asked to stay in for a second segment, because that was a gamble right there. That was my Vegas odds.
We all know that was never going to happen, Susie.
Could have. Would have been embarrassing.
I mean,
would have had to stand here and take it, but, you know, what are you going to do? We have another caller. Jimmy, what do you got in your mind, Jimmy?
Jimmy!
Hi.
¿Cómo estás, señora?
Todo bien, gracias. ¿Cómo estás, tú?
Well, I was listening to, I'm going to call her Estelle, because nobody was answering the phone since Adam pulled the Del Tufo, and all I heard was, your potty is not answering. Please call back. And I kept calling back because Estelle was funny, and then eventually brought an answer.
Estelle.
You know, it's not like he's got that much to do. He's pre-produced what's more likely, which, by the way, I forgot. You should have seen the look he shot me, Jimmy. He shot me the look of utter disdain, like, you forgot what we were doing? I'm like, yeah, of course I did.
We only said it 3 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's 3 minutes of eternity, Jimmy.
What happened to Jay? He can't pop the music up and down and answer the phones to help out Brockman during a segment? What's going on, Jay?
Here, let me let him answer for you.
There are a lot of buttons over here.
Being done dirty today.
Jimmy, let's look at... Can we take Chris Brockman on a solo?
Yeah.
What's he got to do? He's okay. He's got to babysit me. But besides that, I mean, come on.
I got ice cream.
He's typing. He's eating. He's typing.
I think he feels like he's more responsible when Rich is gone, and he's using that as an excuse, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy, okay. I got to figure out what's our three-team parlay later.
Oh, well, first of all, it's not involving A&M or Arizona because they killed us both yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. Kennesaw State up 53 to Xavier 42. We got upset stuff going on right now. Wait a minute. Let's pay attention, people. This is exciting.
I saw the upsets early, and then I did what a degenerate gambler did and went with all chalk later in the day because I was like, there'll be no more upsets. Don't worry about it.
There's always upsets, Jimmy.
Pretty much the same.
There's always an upset.
I have a compliment for Amy Trask.
Okay, we'll take it.
She's the reason I'm single because I can't find a woman like her.
Where's AIM? Somebody send her that clip. Save that drop. Save that drop, J-Fell. Jimmy, you're adorable. Thank you for calling in. We really appreciate it.
You guys be safe. Enjoy the weekend.
We're going to try. We're going to try. I mean, come on. Who's better than Amy Trask? And again, if you missed that interview, we had her for the whole hour. And like I said earlier, we basically solved all the league's problems in 48 minutes. I mean, I think it was pretty great. Amy says it like it is, and there's no situation that Amy Trask has been in that can't apply to what's going on right now. I mean, can you imagine the years that Al Davis chewed in her ear? The way she held up the Raiders for all those years, what she's been privy to, she has the answers to everything. And it's basically, don't sit across the table from each other, sit side by side and just get this done. I agree with her. I mean, I can't have this keep going on, you guys. I can't have this Aaron Rodgers story decimating my husband the way it does. It's just too stressful. The pacing doesn't stop. The wondering what's going to happen doesn't stop. We got to get an answer to this and move forward so that the Jets can lose to the Patriots as they usually do.
Circus day is the same, Susie. Only the clowns change.
Disrespect is real.
And our circus always ends in W's over that team from East Rutherford.
I'm just saying, set the deal. Bring Aaron to New York. Don't worry about the media. He's a big boy. And let him lose to the Patriots for 2 weeks. Call me when you're done. All right, it's mic drop. I'm just going to leave now.
She's just going to walk out. The only problem with that, Suze, is if Aaron Rodgers does go to the Jets,
and just
the Pats are like
us.
Fourth in that division now.
Because we stink, right? We stink.
We're not good. I mean, we did get Mike Gesicki and James Robinson, which I'm kind of into.
We got Juju Smith-Schuster.
But the thing is, like,
no relation.
I'm talking myself into that because we have no choice.
We're so sad.
These are the players on our team now. We have Mac Jones, and it's like, hey, maybe he's good. I don't really know. Super high register. But, like, can Bill O'Brien fix him again? I have no idea. Should Bill retire? Yeah, probably. And so it's just like, yeah, all right, let's just wait till September and play the games.
Well, TJ, in case you're not familiar, here's what we do in New England.
Mm-hmm.
Bravado, bluster, swagger, complain.
And then complain.
I mean, so what Rich does is complain.
Mm-hmm.
We at least do the bluster, bravado, swagger first.
Yes, but that's only built up in the last 20 years because there was like 80 before anger. Then.
Yeah,
when it was just nothing but losing. And then now it's, we forgot about all that part. Remember how we've been awesome the last 20 years?
And then we just forget
next
that we stink now. Is that what it is?
Next 20 is probably going to be rough. Can we bring Tom back?
By the way, let's give a shout out to the NCAA women's tournament. Mm-hmm. Arizona defeated West Virginia 75-62.
Mm-hmm.
And South Florida over Marquette by a bucket. I'm trying to figure out if that was a buzzer beater or not. Oh. I was watching that a little bit earlier. But so those are two games that are finished in the women's bracket. And I have South Carolina repeating, by the way. I just want to throw that out there when they do it.
The skills are mad, TJ. The skills are mad.
I'm a fan of women's ball. You know, where I grew up in Altoona, like our little, I mean, you know, we're from not a big city, but my high school was USA Today Women's National Champions, I think 3 times. So, you know, it's a big deal where I come from, girls basketball, women's basketball. So I'm a fan.
I got a 9-year-old at point guard, so I'm not going to lie.
Well, then, you know what? Have Taylor watch some Caitlin Clark. You know, huh? She goes to Iowa. Clark, they're playing at one. Caitlin Clark is phenomenal. She's like the Steph Curry of women's college hoops. So if you want Taylor to watch someone, I'd say, you know, have her watch this Iowa game and check out Caitlin Clark ball because she's amazing.
Deal. How much of this weekend are you going to sit there watching hoops, TJ?
Probably, you know, I did laundry last weekend, so I don't have anything like that to do this week.
Wait a minute, you do laundry once a week?
No, but I did it last. No, I don't. I do laundry about once every 2 months. So
what?
Yeah, well, we had this talk before. I used to produce various things, so I went on the road a lot. So being on the road a lot, there were tricks I picked up, and one of them was not taking socks and underwear with me where I'd go. Once we land, I'd find Walmart or Target, and I'd go, and I'd buy, like, an appropriate number of underwear and socks to have. And then I build up so many of them that I have probably 100 pairs, so I don't really need to do laundry that often, believe it or not. So
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, listeners and viewers. I'm dumbfounded. So let me ask you this, TJ Jefferson. Mm-hmm. You just let it pile up for weeks at a time?
Well, I mean, there's always new pairs there. Literally.
What about the dirty stuff?
Well, it's in a hamper.
How big is your hamper?
It's pretty big.
Right.
Yeah.
This is scaring me.
Oh, it's not scary. I'm wearing clean drawers every day. I'm saying I don't have to.
But you learn something new every time, everybody here on the Rich Eisen
Show. I don't have to do that much because I got a lot of socks, right, a lot of underwear. So I'm saying I don't have anything to do. So I'll be watching some basketball. I'll be watching UFC. My boy Gabe Rosado has a boxing match this weekend, but I can't watch it because it's on DAZN, and we know how I feel about DAZN since they got my Twitter taken away. So fortunately, I can't watch his fight. But yeah, so that's what I'll be doing: basketball and MMA.
Chris, what are you going to do besides hope that your kid doesn't sit on your lap and
pee on the couch
on you and urinate on me again?
Like, did he show any remorse for peeing on you, like, whatsoever?
No! You could have ended that at, does he show any remorse? He's three. They are remorseless.
They're remorseless.
So Chris,
by the way, my 14-year-old, remorseless. Yeah. It doesn't change.
It doesn't change.
So Chris, you and him are chilling on the couch, and he's just sitting there and just lets it go.
He's eating his peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Daddy, I want to sit on your lap. Great. That's awesome. Let's do it, buddy. Sits on my lap. We're watching PJ Masks into the night. We save the day. And then I feel some warm liquid on my right leg. And then I look down and I go, oh, come on, man. Did you just pee on me? And then he goes, yeah.
He didn't. If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time?
Yeah.
Just pee on you. The disrespect is real.
I mean, I could say that I've had worse happen, but... Yeah. Jingyi Shao, the writer-director of Ching Can Dunk, is coming out next, and he's already not quite understanding why we're eating ice cream at 10 in the morning.
And I watched Ching Can Dunk last night.
Yeah, so
we were going somewhere with
this.
I did two things last night. I cleaned the couch cushion, which had pee all over it, and then I put my son to bed, and then I watched this great movie.
Do you think this is the weirdest show he's ever been on?
Easily.
Right? We're going to take a break. When we come back, Jingyi Shao is joining us here on The Rich Eisen Show, where we have now covered ice cream, urine, and Ching Can Dunk. I love this guy.
Youth football is all about style and fun. And the NFL celebrates that through Play Football, an initiative aimed at creating positive experiences for players, coaches, and parents, with the goal of preserving and promoting the values of the game. On the football field, kids can continue to grow through teamwork and build trust as leaders. To learn more and to find a league near you, visit playfootball.com. The future of football is here. You in?
Monster.com can help you tackle the job hunt and make your next career move. In football and in life, there's the regular season and then there's the playoffs. Monster.com knows that scoring your next job, that's a playoff moment. To bring your A game, you need Monster.com. Looking to change positions and join a new team? Monster can help. Monster.com has millions of job openings and great coaching and career advice for a strong performance when it counts. Plus, when you upload your resume to Monster.com, you can be recruited by employers before they even post their jobs. Monster.com specializes in building the right teams for employers and knows how to match you with those job fits. When you score the position, Monster.com's salary calculator ensures you're paid what you're worth. The regular season is history, and we all know the playoffs are no time for messing around. It's time to get off the sidelines and go to Monster.com and win the job hunt. Monster.com.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show on the Radio Show Network, sitting here at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Joined by the writer-director of Chain Can Dunk, Ginny Shao. Thank you so much for coming in here at the Rich Eisen Show. Enjoy your mimosa. Happy St. Patty's Day to you. I'm just saying.
I heard there was some ice cream as well.
There's ice cream coming up. Here are my offers, ready? Because Amy Trask was here in the second hour. Amy Trask, so of course, the princess of darkness, the most celebrated woman, in my opinion, in the history of the National Football League. There I said it. She is a huge ice cream proponent. Big fan. She likes to start her day with ice cream. We are offering you the following. Chocolate chip, pistachio, coffee. We're sadly and crazily out of the oat milk variety of s'mores, which, by the way, you don't want that anyway.
Okay.
Chocolate chip cookie dough. What would you like?
Coffee.
Yeah. Oh, that was fast.
Yeah. Quick. I like it nice and simple. Coffee is the morning. Works pairs well together. So I saw she had the condiments as well, like the sprinkles and all that other stuff.
Amy Trask doesn't go lightly anywhere.
She really doesn't.
she's the princess of darkness. Everywhere she goes is with authority, whether it is with Al Davis or was with Al Davis or carrying a sprinkles container. she goes big or goes home, and she just went home, but with the sprinkles. And I apologize for that, but you're a coffee-only guy anyway. Can we get your movie? Because this is the weirdest show you've ever been on. Let's get your movie. I loved it. It's special. It has a great story, and it has multiple fake endings, which I think is really effective, too, because you think we're going to watch every other feel-good movie, but there was a twist. Can you explain the origins of Chain Can Dunk and why it was so important for you to tell the story?
Wow. I think it came from a place of, like, thinking about the movies that I loved growing up that really shaped me. I loved coming-of-age sports comedy, so, like, Little Giants, Mighty Ducks. And I just really wanted to... I remember watching those films and wishing that, like, someone like me was the protagonist. And so I started thinking about my own childhood, my relationship with basketball. I like to say that basketball is the reason why I'm a filmmaker, because it imbued in me like a sort of sense of confidence and helped me rethink sort of my own potentials and limitations, which allowed me to sort of dream bigger and become a filmmaker. And that all kind of just swirled together, and I thought about the fact that in high school, I sort of made a bet with a friend that I could dunk by the end of summer. But then I got distracted and I never did it. And I wondered what happened if I did. And then this movie sort of just kind of flowed out.
So much to unpack there. And I think the most important one is, of course, you didn't see someone who looked like you on the screen. And this changes everything. So explain that in your thinking of Chain Can Dunk. How often do you see, as you said, an Asian as the protagonist taking on the traditional bully, taking on the traditional "you can't do this" mentality?
I mean, growing up, I really couldn't think of that many examples. I mean, like when I was rehearsing and preparing for the film, and I would talk with the lead, Bloom, who kills it as Chang. We would think about like what examples of a story like this are out there. And we really couldn't think of it in sort of like the high school YA space, especially as a Disney film. You know, the film ultimately is about having agency, like sort of having an impact on how your life is going to go. That's what it is. Like, if people tell you can't do something, can you prove to them that you can? And can you push past your own maybe self-limiting beliefs? And I think that, like, one, seeing yourself, seeing a version of yourself as the protagonist, as the hero in a film, is extremely powerful to a young person. But two, the story is actually very, very universal, because we all have little goals and little missions that we want to do that maybe we put off the side because we're afraid that if we try really hard, we might fail. And so this film is for anyone who kind of has that goal or dream, however big or small. And, you know, just to go and start and see how far you get.
Ginny Shao joins us here on The Rich Eisen Show. His movie Chain Can Dunk is now streaming on Disney Plus. Who are your guys? Who are your NBA guys?
I mean, Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, the first team that I watched growing up was the Rockets. And so Hakeem Olajuwon, I think, is like a player that I just love. And he impacted the game in so many different ways, and it was so cool, and a great leader off the court as well. Kobe, obviously, I think he transcended the game in a lot of ways. I like to compare him to like Bruce Lee. He was also like a philosopher, you know what I'm saying? And then nowadays, the young players are so impressive to me. Like, I feel like they come into the league way more skilled and capable of contributing right away. And like, I love the Ja Morants and the Donovan Mitchells of the world. So,
you know, one thing I loved about this as well is that there are surprises in the movie that I won't talk about because it would really, it's a drag when you know it's going to happen. And I think people can Google it. They can look into it and they definitely should watch it with their kids and even without their kids. But what I love about this story is that you were so effortless in weaving in current events in the NBA and this kid's dreams. And I'm wondering how that juxtaposed on your own, your influence. You mentioned that you thought about could you dunk, could you not dunk, but you also just wove in those beautiful themes that we see in Disney movies, but with a twist. How did social media and the advent of social media and the pressures for kids on social media affect how the protagonists, how these two characters are going up against each other, the pressures that kids face currently?
Well, I think the social media aspect of it was something that I was inspired by actually a YouTube clip. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. It's called 10,000 Hours. And it was a YouTube clip of like this trainer named Devin Williams, or this former player named Devin Williams. He never even played professionally. But he basically found these two Chinese-American brothers in a gym. They had broken in to like find a place to train. And he started this short documentary and started to just train them. And it blew up on YouTube. It had like 10 million views or something like that. And it is probably one of the first clips of what I call like YouTube basketball culture, which I think in the last 2-3 years has really, really blown up. And it's amazing to watch these sort of like basketball influencers. What they do is like they go and they tell people that they're going to show up at this court. And then like hundreds of people show up and they just battle. It's like it's capturing a aspect of basketball that's like very relatable to every person, because there's like the NBA, right? And then there's the sort of game that you play on the blacktops of your school or in the local playground. And I really wanted to add that into the film because I think, you know, this Chang the film is not about a future NBA prospect. It's about everyday kid who just loves basketball and basketball hoops culture. You know, I wanted to capture that aspect of it. And then from there, I just thought a lot about social media and how kids, that's just part of their life. You know, so when, without giving too much away, when, you know, Chang is part of a viral moment, I feel like that's like the mission of a lot of kids these days, right? Is to like become a meme or something like that, or to blow up on Instagram or whatnot. I just thought that was really, really interesting. I mean, even if like high school basketball is huge now, like Bronny James, right? And now they can sign like NIL deals and stuff like that. It's crazy to think that you can be a teenager, be playing in be a high school basketball star, but then also have millions of followers and have to deal with all that stuff. So I think all those things were swirling, and then they just it was like my way of bringing Mighty Ducks, Little Giants into like the Gen Z generation.
How fun was it for you then to shoot with the ESPN guys?
Oh, that
for
was
a guy who grew up loving the league.
That was crazy. I mean, we were in there, we were snapping. The scene where we go and sneak up, that's really Stephen A. Smith's office.
Mm-hmm.
And we stole that. Luckily, they gave us permission to use it in the film.
He's not in the film. I was expecting Stephen A. to walk in and represent.
We try to get him. The schedules, we had a very tight schedule, and he wasn't there that morning. So, unfortunately, he wasn't part of it. It was incredible to be on that set and see how they shoot that show. It's incredibly like well rehearsed and it was awesome. It was
just
experience.
Like this show where we eat ice cream and we don't incredibly rehearse. Well okay. Rehearsed. I have
you
to
guys,
say.
I mean, I gotta say, your set is more impressive than theirs.
Thank you.
Place is amazing. It's huge.
It's a special studio. Our good friend Chris Long built it when he created this. He wanted a studio that people would want to hang out in. I think it's mission accomplished. Great job.
Sure.
Great job, muscles. Just saying.
Going back to the YouTube
Did I say
stuff,
that?
I found myself wanting to watch these workout videos. You know, there was the montage where it was all the, you could see the likes and the views kind of building up and growing each time. I was just like, is there a page so I can go watch all these? I just thought that was so well done. Congrats on that.
Yeah, I mean, I really thought about, like, if you were a 16-year-old kid and you really did have to dunk, or else you would, you know, lose face in front of the entire school, what would you actually do? Which is, they would go to YouTube or TikTok and look for advice on how to do these things. And if you do that, you'll find these people away.
For sure.
The first video he watches is this guy, Ben Patrick, knees over toes guy, who, like, at the time when I was making this, was just starting to become viral. But I think he has like 2 million followers now on Instagram and TikTok. These fitness influencers are really making an impact, and basketball influencers as well.
Yeah. It's crazy. TJ, what do you have?
Well, hey, brother. So I definitely like the flick. And my question being, you know, obviously the main part of the movie is Can Chang Dunk. That's what the title is. And then you also have your storyline with, you know, there's the love story with Christy and the rival story with Matt. But one thing that stuck out to me was Chang's relationship with his mother.
No doubt.
Very contentious. Was that something that you drew on from personal experience, or how did you come up with that part of the movie?
I mean, for sure. That was a discovery I made while I was writing the film. It definitely started out more as sort of like based on the premise of like, can this kid dunk or not? And it just really, you know, I have immigrant parents, and my relationship with them was one of many misunderstandings growing up. I mean, it's typical of a teen, right? But I think that like when you have an immigrant parent, there's a lot less things to connect on. Like literally sometimes you can't understand each other because they're speaking in, you know, in my case, Chinese, and I'm speaking in English. And little things like, for example, sports, right? Sports is something that you pass on to your kids. They love the teams that you love. But, you know, my parents didn't really know too much about American sports growing up. So I had to learn all that stuff on my own. So there becomes these natural barriers that you're dealing with that are layered on top of just being a teenager. And I remember in high school, my mom, what I realized growing up, having grown up a little bit more now, is that my mom was actually going back to school when I was in high school as well. And she was going through a lot of things that I was going through. Like, she was older than our classmates. She, you know, she wasn't fitting into well because she couldn't speak English and she didn't know the culture as well. And so both of us were kind of like frustrated, feeling a little bit like outcasts. And when we get home, we, instead of sharing that, we kind of took it out on each other. And that was a discovery and a really healing discovery I made writing this film. And so once I had that emotional heart, I think, like, you know, even if you look back at those classic films like Mighty Ducks and Little Giants, and, you know, especially those John Hughes films as well, like there's a surface story premise, but underneath there's deeper sort of like stories about family or, you know, relationship with yourself and things like that. And once I found that, I was like, okay, this is the thing that, you know, this film is actually about, because the film is about having dreams and dreaming and aspiring. And, you know, if you live in a household where your parents are stuck in their own way of what they think is possible for themselves, it's hard for you to also dream.
I think you need also, in watching it and here with the writer-director of Chang Can Dunk on Disney Plus, you can watch it here on Roku. I also found, as a parent, that it was a reminder to me to meet my kids at their interests. That, you know, I have one of my kids whose interests are very different than mine, and it was a reminder to slow down and pay attention to what makes them tick. And I'm a pretty hands-on parent, but life is so crazy, and that you have to actually go to your kids' level, whether it's something that's of interest to you or not, because it's their world, and that's what's interesting to them at the time. So I think that, TJ, I'm glad you brought that up, because, you know, I take the parent, the mom role seriously. I saw what was happening there. I'm really thrilled with where you made the resolution. I thought that was really cathartic.
You're thinking of that line where she goes, dunking, why dunking?
Yeah. That was so funny. I loved it.
That's probably my favorite scene in the whole movie. Yeah.
That's in the mall?
When she meets the coach.
In the mall at the food court?
Yeah. Both of them kill it in that scene.
Yeah. Fantastic actors. What's your favorite sports movie of all time?
Oh, wow.
And it can't be Mighty Ducks, because that can't be.
Okay.
And I love Mighty Ducks, but I mean, come on. We're talking, Chris, like, you know, some of the great sports epics of all time. Hoosiers.
You don't want to put Mighty Ducks on that list? I mean,
you could do that. It's a great movie. I mean,
I'm going to
quack, 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 Mr. Ducks.
I'm going to throw out a fairly recent one. I'm going to throw out a fairly recent one. Warrior. Okay. Wow. Tom Hardy film.
Dude, okay. Underrated. Nobody talks about that.
Love that. Yeah, underrated film. Again, like, it has that deeper underlying story of, like, father and son, brothers. I'm also a huge MMA fan. That film just does it. It just does it for me in a lot of ways, yeah.
And the best John Hughes movie of all time is?
Oh, Ferris Bueller.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that. Chris, who do you got?
I like Ferris Bueller.
Yeah. Bueller. Bueller.
Tough to disagree.
It's too classic.
It's a tough
one.
Classic.
Mine's 16 Candles.
Oh, I know.
Oh.
Always.
Oh.
I just love 16 Candles.
Oh, TJ. I went to an all-girls school in Boston. Let me tell you, we watched that every weekend. Jake Ryan was everything.
I mean, so. It started, like, that is one of the first of that genre to combine all those different elements, you know, of, like, comedy, but also just the heartwarming aspect, the heart, and also go into, like, some, like, you know, darker emotions as well.
I can't thank you for coming in here. It's always more fun to have somebody in studio.
Weird science on the list, too. Though.
Really,
yeah.
Weird
Uncle Buck. Like, you can't pick a favorite John Hughes movie. It's
he's
impossible.
The greatest, TJ. I mean, honestly, think, you know, one of the most underappreciated and absolutely beloved creators of all time. I mean,
also, and just look at the influence. Like, we're all coming to that age where we grew up watching those movies, and now we're the ones, you know, creating the art.
Yeah,
and just a massive influence, obviously.
We are thrilled that you came in. Come in anytime you want. Yeah. We're always here.
Thank you for having
and we're
me.
And awesome. We're also available if ESPN, if you can't
that's
get those
what I'm
guys.
Saying. That's what I'm
listen,
saying.
Listen,
we have a lot of camera room here.
You're
you
not
going
to come in here and we're going to be gone. Rich might be gone, but we're going to be here. It's not going to be a Stephen A situation.
I mean, I
never
I
miss
ideas.
Work, so I'm always here.
Let's talk. Let's
I have
let's
ideas.
Make it happen. Let's
I mean,
make it happen.
I mean, I see it. It's a fill-in host. And
and there's ice cream and mimosas.
Wouldn't that be it? He goes, look, I want to use the show, but Rich, sorry, I really want Susie to host it. So
shout out Dexter Darden. Okay. He played the coach.
Yes.
DeAndre. Fantastic.
He was
he's amazing.
Amazing in the movie.
He's amazing. Him and the lead, Bloom, are actually only 4 years apart. And like what impresses me most about the acting is like Dex plays such a wise, you know, coach, like,
right.
like
mm-hmm.
not just older brother, but like a real coach. And Bloom plays so young and naive, yeah. but they're actually very close in age.
Dexter has such screen warmth. It's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. When he comes into the variety, he's like, and you told me you were 6 foot. Like,
Last question. How close did Bloom come to even potentially being anywhere near that route? No, nowhere close, right?
No, he's he trained for real. We put him through a real program.
Yeah, he did.
And I think he's an inch away. He's an inch away. So he's actually 5'8". And I wish you guys had I wish I brought a clip of him jumping. But he can grab the rim off 2 feet with 2 hands.
Wow.
Okay, so when you do your next project with Jay Williams and you come in here to promote it,
yeah.
and we get you drunk, you'll play that. It'd be great.
Yeah, let's do it. Maybe I'll be dunking too.
Don't joke. Oh, set up the hoop, Chris.
Let's go.
Set up the hoop, Chris. Let's go. All right, we're going to close up shop on this edition of The Rich Eisen Show. Thank you so much
pleasure.
For coming. It's such a pleasure. And yeah. I really enjoyed it. It's just so nice to have a movie to watch with your kids. That's just a great comedy. It's heartwarming. The mom doesn't look bad in the end. It's a Disney movie where the mom doesn't die. It's a win.
Yeah, wow. Let's go. I want all the kids out there to be dunking in 4 years. You know what I'm saying? I want the next generation of the huge upswing of kids that can dunk. Then I'll know my movie made an impact.
Jenny Hsiao, it's just a wonderful movie. Thank you so much for coming in. We're going to take a quick break. Back here to wrap up this edition of The Rich Eisen Show. My hot, that's Mai Tai Rich. There he is. Mai Tai Rich, deep in the deep end of a hot tub somewhere across the Pacific.
Men, do you get distracted during the day thinking about your underarms sweating, itching, or emitting an odor? Do those thoughts keep you from showing care when it counts? New and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant with 72-hour sweat and odor protection and 1-quarter moisturizing cream helps you forget about your underarms so you can be present for the moments that matter. Don't let underarm insecurities keep you at arm's distance from the ones you care about. Buy new and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant wherever personal care products are sold.
Have you noticed how a lot of insurance commercials are kind of gimmicky? They've got jingles and mascots, and they try to be real cute and clever. But really what matters, in fact, it's the only thing that matters, is the insurance, which is why I want to tell you about NJM. Because for over 100 years, NJM has been going about their business protecting their clients' biggest investments, their homes and their cars, with award-winning customer service. The most important thing is knowing you have the right coverage with a company you can rely on when you need them. And that's NJM. When you apply for an auto, home, or renter's policy, NJM will work with you to ensure you get the coverage that's just right for you. And when you upgrade to NJM, you could save real money on your auto insurance. Better service and possible savings. No jingles, no mascots, just great insurance. NJM. Visit njm.com/podcast for a quote to see how much you could save on your auto insurance. njm.com/podcast.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show, and monster.com can help you slam dunk the job hunt and make your next career move in basketball and in life. There's the regular season and there are the playoffs. I'm just thinking, this is the perfect read to talk about after we had Chink and Dunk director on. Monster.com knows that scoring your next job, that's a playoffs moment. To bring your A game, you need Monster.com. Looking to change positions and join a new team? Monster can help. Monster.com has millions of job openings and great coaching and career advice for a strong performance when it counts. Plus, when you upload your resume to Monster.com, you can be recruited by employers just before they even post their jobs. Monster.com specializes in building the right teams for employers and knows how to match you with those job fits. When you score the position, Monster.com's salary calculator ensures that you are paid what you are worth. The regular season is history, people. We all know that the playoffs are no time for messing around. It is time to get off the bench and go to Monster.com and win the job hunt. Monster.com. I like this read better because it was get off the sidelines before, and as a former sideline reporter, I was like, well, I like the sidelines.
That's where I am.
Because that's where I go. But I like this one. It's apropos for March Madness. It's great. So Monster.com, check it out. We love that they are a sponsor on this show. I was laughing. We're coming back to break. And I get a text from a kid's school saying that you've got until 12 o'clock to sign something that I forgot to sign. And I wrote back, can I sign it at 11:58?
Oops. Before 12.
I mean, I got 12 minutes to go. I'm wrapping up this show. I got things to do, people. I got ice cream to clean up because who's going to clean up around here? Liz helped out. But I mean, let's recap the Rich Eisen Show for this Friday, shall we? Let's recap this Rich Eisen Show.
Sure.
We started with the great Brent Musburger.
Amazing.
Two segments, not one. TJ, I got really greedy. I went for two.
Yeah.
We heard about the origin of March Madness. He was gorgeous. He was great. You popped the champagne early in the show this time, which was great because it's St. Paddy's Day. So we were celebrating. Yeah. Brent mentioned libations. We could tell him we libated with him. I thought that was great.
I'm libating right now.
Me too.
Yeah, you are. Amy Trask for an hour.
Right now.
She was gorgeous, as were the ice cream sundaes. What shows give you ice cream sundaes and mimosas?
None, man. None.
This
I'm
early
tell you.
In the morning.
That's why we're Emmy nominated, because no one else is doing
that's
this.
That's right. It's like, you know, I'm going to say in Absolutely. Hamilton, I brought the thunder. I'm just saying. Oh, someone's on the phone. We have a caller. Chris, there's a caller on the, who is it?
Oh, yeah. It's Rich from the Big Island is online, the bat line.
Rich from Kona. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
You're awake.
I am awake.
Go back to sleep. We're fine.
I'm awake.
How are you doing?
I can't sleep here. It's 3 hours behind. I stare at the ceiling. It's 5 a.m. It's all good. How are you?
Hey, you found a great way to complain about being in Hawaii in the first 30 seconds. Winner, somebody drink something.
I decided to stand in the most bird-laden spot.
Oh.
You can hear that in the background. Like it's the Masters. You can hear the birds and the dogwoods and the azaleas.
Rich, do me a favor. Put on your best Nance. Yes. And welcome us back to your own show from Kona.
Aloha, friends. I don't know. That's nice. About it.
That's all you got. Great job. Well, hey, thanks for calling
Brent
in.
By the way, Brent was outstanding. Those stories were amazing. That was fantastic. I'm glad you guys are having a good time.
We're having a really good Friday, I think. We're having a blast. Well, Jay Felly's in the house.
Don't finish up. I don't know. I got a text that somebody wanted me to call in, but you guys finished the program.
No, we wanted you to call in just to say hi.
Kennesaw's got the ball with 13 seconds left, down one. Coming out of timeout.
Who's winning our pool right now? Do we know?
Some random person is 15-1.
And I think that's wonderful. I love random people who watch our show. I'm talking about us inside the building. who's winning our bracket challenge.
We're not even through the first round yet.
Last night when I went to sleep, Xander was leading.
Everybody. He is. Xander's up. Hold on. Xander, Rich, and Brockman entering today's games tied at 120.
We're 12-4.
Okay, there we go.
By the way, the random person, what's his name?
They have made up names.
It's Cali 65.
All right, Cali 65. We see you.
150.
Is it Einstein Cell Service? Is that the name of the bracket?
No, thankfully not.
Okay.
They fell off.
Fantastic.
Having a nice break, honey?
Very good. Yes, I absolutely am. I'm about to go get a free breakfast.
You're the king of that.
Yeah, I am. Well, it's the chip leader. He owes everybody breakfast this morning. It's all good. I'm having a good time.
Yeah,
everything's wonderful. And I'm glad that you guys are holding down the fort.
Holding it down.
And I'll be back Monday. I'll be back Monday when Aaron Rodgers is still a member of the Green Bay Packers. It'll be great. and we'll spend a whole 5 days waiting for something to happen that probably won't happen until the draft. So it's all good.
Is that a new Christopher Guest movie, Waiting for Rodgers?
Waiting for Rodgers, absolutely. Everybody has stools. In Green Bay, we're sitting down on them, waiting for this thing to happen. and it's not gonna for a while. It looks like the Packers are gonna make everybody sweat this thing out. It's ridiculous. The guy's gonna be the quarterback of the Jets. I mean, it's going to happen. And Love's gonna be the quarterback of the Packers. Can we just get there right now?
Hey, Rich, just give up your first two picks. It's fine. Just make it happen.
That's not happening. It ain't happening. It won't happen. This deal will happen, but not for that. So. Can you hear the birds?
Yes, they're so loud.
So awesome. All right, go have a good day. Go play pickleball. Aloha. Have fun. Relax. We got this under control. What can I possibly do to ruin the show in the next 5 minutes? I mean, we're almost done.
Xavier's going to move on.
Enjoy. I've got pickleball later today. The men of a certain age will be out there crushing it, Brockman, so it'll be great.
Good. Don't tear an Achilles, anybody.
I was going to say, don't hurt yourself, honey. Don't hurt yourself.
Sorry, Rich Eisen.
Love you.
Bye. See you,
pal. Love you too, bud. Bye. All right, let's check this out. So Xavier, 68, Kennesaw State, 67. I'm having PTSD of having to do highlights.
Oh, they just had a double block party on Kennesaw going to the rack. Less than 2 seconds left. Looks like Xavier's going to hold on, avoid the upset.
That's disappointing. I like an upset.
UCSB was up on Baylor at the half. That's a 3-14 matchup. Baylor's now stormed ahead midway through the second half. 54-45.
Did you ever want to do highlights?
I did. I wanted to be on SportsCenter. I did the, what was that reality show that ESPN did in like the early 2000s?
Oh, like So You Want to Be a Sportscaster or something like that?
Yeah, but they did that show, and Nishroff ended up winning it. So, I mean, I tried it for all that stuff. I went to school for all this, but yeah.
Yeah. You went to school for this. I get it.
I went to school for all this, to eat ice cream and drink mimosas on
TV. By the way, what's better than that? Thank God for that degree you had. I was a history, art history double major.
See me now.
Yeah, by the way, I mean, my art history professor would be horrified if she saw me right now. This is not what she expected from me.
I expected better from you.
Oh, no, she didn't have that kind of accent.
Oh, no.
She was really snobby.
Oh,
yeah, hardcore New York City snob. The whole, like, scooping out ice cream and drinking at the same time and talking about Aaron Rodgers and the New England bravado and bluster. Maybe not what she had in mind, but I'm still here.
Hey, great
job. I mean, it wasn't Princeton, but whatever. It wasn't Princeton, but whatever. I mean, maybe I went to a school of higher education in New York City, but whatever.
Hey, great job, everybody. That was fun today.
It's always a fun show with you guys. Jay Fell, love seeing you. Mikey, you missed out, buddy. Adam, where's Adam?
No idea.
Where's Adam right now?
Not here. Not doing his job.
All right. Bye, you guys. Thanks for listening and watching.
No one in the wrestling business has experienced the trials and tribulations, along with redemptions and longevity, quite like Jeff Jarrett. Come along for the ride on the My World with Jeff Jarrett podcast.
They didn't really brand belts in the heyday of boxing. You know, Muhammad Ali, Sugar Ray Leonard. I mean, they had them, but along comes sports entertainment, professional wrestling, and now it is truly a part of pop culture. They've just branded what it looks like to be a champion.
My World with Jeff Jarrett, wherever you listen.